throat. I said, yeah, well, his road commissioner probably listened to him like mine does.
I think his road commissioner and all his helpers are, they're on the easy, on the easy, on easy street right now.
Who, Dean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, him and all of his guys are all, they're all leaving at the same time.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yep, they're all going.
Okay, transportation meeting for October 21st at 5:30 p.m. As in previous meetings, we have to do roll call since we're remote and we have some on phone. So, Jeannie?
Patty Cox.
Here.
Marcy Rood.
Here.
Kevin Greenfield.
Here.
Pat Dawson.
Here.
Kevin Bird. Rachel Joy. Bill Hogan.
Hogan is here.
Bill Hogan.
That's who.
Here.
Okay, thank you. Do we have anyone else on the phone? You have 5 of 7 forum present.
Okay. I need approval of the minutes from June 24th.
So move.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Does anyone have any questions about the minutes? If not, all those in favor? Or do roll call, I'm sorry. Jeannie?
Patty Cox.
Aye.
Marcy Rood.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Bill Hogan.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I need a motion to approve the bills.
So moved.
Second.
Does anyone have any questions for Bruce about the bills? Not? Roll call.
Patty Cox.
Aye.
Marcy Rood.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Phil Hogan.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Do we have any old business, Bruce? No old business.
Nope.
Okay. New business.
Two items tonight, both of them are funding agreements with IDOT for federally funded projects for next year. The first one is a resolution approving a funding agreement with IDOT on the TR-30A Strawn Road Bridge Replacement Project. This is in Illini Township.
I need a motion to move this on to finance. Does anyone have any questions about this? If not, ready for a roll call vote.
Patty Cox.
Aye.
Marcy Rood.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Bill Hogan.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Second and last resolution is approving a funding agreement with IDOT on the County Highway 24 Raised Bridge Road Resurfacing Project. This will be from Brush College Road East to what we call Calhoun's Corner. It's where Calhoun lives, there where the road turns back north on Stair Road. Mm-hmm. We're exempting out the portion that is within the construction limits of the bridge project over the lake. You can see where our guys came in and did some widening there immediately east of Brush College. This project's basically going to finish the widening section and then do a double overlay on the top with the joint seal that we've been putting in all our pavements. And that'll be for the entire stretch all the way out. So that's what the project's for.
Okay. I need a motion to move this on to finance.
So move.
Do I hear a second? Does anybody have any questions for Bruce? If not, roll call vote.
Patty Cox.
Aye.
Marcy Rood.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Phil Hogan.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Pat, this is about as good as you and I've ever got along in a long time. I don't know what's going on here, you know?
I think it's because you're at the other end of the room.
Wait till the other shoe
falls. County engineer report.
Still have two construction projects going on out there. The Demery Road Bridge Replacement Project north of Blue Mound. They set the beams on the bridge yesterday. They pretty much have all the dirt work done out there. They've got to put – they want to get you got to get the bridge rail, get the new rock base on the road. It's got chip seal on it. We won't do that till next year. So they'll probably have the basic stuff except for the chip seal work and the seating. They'll pretty much have that thing done probably about a week and a half, 2 weeks. So they got in there, got it done real quick, and they're going to get out. So that one went real quick. 85th Street, as we were discussing earlier, we got – all the asphalt base in from Countryside Drive, that's the north subdivision, cul-de-sac on north of the bridge. From there all the way south, all the approaches, all the bases in, either tomorrow or Friday, we'll be flipping the traffic for the local access for all those houses. They'll all go south on the asphalt. There's a little piece, about 1,100-foot piece on the north where the old pavement's still in. Starting tomorrow, contractor's going to be taking up that old pavement, and then we just basically have to shape the earthwork, shape the dirt into place, get the subbase treated, and then we can pave on it. And again, you know, it's going to be really weather dependent, and we hope that there's not a whole lot of rain, but it's been so dry that even with the rain we had, you know, tomorrow's supposed to be windy and 81. I think it'll be pretty dried up by tomorrow afternoon. So we're still hoping we can actually get that north end connection in up there. If we get the base in there, the road will be open to through traffic, but it'll be have staggered barricades at both ends. I'm fairly certain there'll probably be some people who want to try to sneak through, but we're still going to have the signs, you know, we want through traffic going through there. But it'll make it a lot easier for everybody to get in around there. So we're hoping in the next 2 or 3 weeks we can get that wrapped up. But again, it's weather related. If it turns really cold, really wet, it's going to be really, really difficult for us to do that. But what they've got out there is great. The seeders are planning on coming in Monday, and as long as it's not too wet, they'll get 80% of the project seeded and done. So they've made some really good progress. We took a look at it, and when the contractor actually moved in, from what they'd done out there, the contractor actually working out there unimpeded is right about a year. And you take a look at everything they've put in and everything they've done a really nice job. Our guys are out doing ditch work, some entrances. They finished up with all the mowing, I think, last week. Some of you may have noticed that we helped out with the folks out on Lincoln Memorial Parkway, mm-hmm. with the park out there with the trees again. I don't think there was any way that those volunteers were going to be able to dig in that soil that was out there. I mean, it was like concrete, so they were very glad that we were there. We got our target price for salt in. Last year we paid $86 a ton. Our target this year came in was $42.58, and that's the cheapest price in 15 years.
Say that again.
$42.58.
Is there salt there?
It's, well, between the two bidders, Cargill outbid Compass, and Compass had it last year, and they underbid Compass by, I think, $23 or $24 a ton. So apparently Cargill had a lot of salt laying around,
mm-hmm.
somewhere. But we can lock that price in for 2 years, so that'll be our price for the next 2 years.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we can expand by 10% each time. We're going to do it. Salt's on sale. We're buying it.
Yep.
So.
Good.
You have plenty of storage space.
Yeah, we can fit it in there.
If not, try my house.
Periodically on your driveway.
Periodically.
That's all I had, Patty.
All righty. Anything for miscellaneous report?
Madam Chair, I'd like to just mention an announcement that we made yesterday. Bruce was able to attend. It's an agreement between the state of Illinois and the Decatur Eastern and Illinois Railroad, and we were able to broker a deal where they're going to fix the Five Points tracks, you know, 22nd and 36, U.S. 36.
Mm-hmm.
So we're good. Excited about that because it's in great need.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So the work will take place late spring, early summer.
Okay. Good for you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. We have any reason for a closed meeting? Nope. I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed, meetings adjourned. Bill, you better be ready. Next month, you have to do it.